Welcome to the Frustrated Grad Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Hughes, the black dude with a reality check. And I'm welcoming my co-host, writer, movie fan, and man who is not the mad pooper, Tony Hoffman.
I only poop at home in my toilet.
You're never mad when you do it?
No, I'm always relaxed. My shit sessions are always a time of tranquility.
I feel like this is a very appropriate opening to the show. But unlike you, my secret, much like Bruce Banner, is that I'm always angry. Anyway,
All right.
What's going on with you, Tony?
Been pretty good. I've been enjoying the humid, hot summer that we've been hit with here in the Midwest. I saw Kingsman: The Secret Circle on Friday.
Golden Circle.
Have you yet to see it yet?
No, but just the thinking of that name, like The Secret Circle, it sounds like something that you're not supposed to tell about that happened to you as a child. Like, it's a secret circle, I can't reveal what happened. But how was it?
It was alright. I like the first one better.
Okay. Alright. Straight to the point. So that's our review of Kingsman Golden Circle. I'm gonna say, like, did it make sense why, what's the guy's name? The guy who was dead in the last one?
Colin Firth.
Does it make sense why he is alive again?
No.
Okay.
But like in the movies, like the whole like franchise, like they're not supposed to like, you know, make it. It's not supposed to be like reality based. So
okay,
just kind of go along with the sort of zaniness and the violence.
So he just shows up and they're like, "I thought you were dead." You're like, well, I wasn't, and then they just move on.
Well, they explain like how he survived getting shot, you know, through the eye, through the head, but...
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go.
Hey, I also I went to Milwaukee for the Cubs Brewers game.
Yesterday. How was that trip?
It was very hot. There are lots of overweight people in this country.
Well, yeah, that's what I've heard. I mean, I've been to Milwaukee within the past few years. I went to... I had a very uneventful day trip to Milwaukee. I went and,
they always are.
Yeah. I went to whatever, big museum they have there. And then I went to a buffet at a casino.
Potawatomi?
It might've been, it was very underwhelming. It's like, blandest buffet I've ever been to.
What was on the menu? Was just cheese and bratwurst?
It was everything. It was like it was a casino buffet. It was a legit casino buffet where they had all different kinds of food.
But it was just like the flavoring.
Yeah, it was just like everything. Like, I don't understand. Like, every time I leave the Chicagoland area, the food gets precipitously
and we
worse.
Take that for granted.
Yes,
we take that for granted. Really. I hear that a lot of time from people who come from other places and they come to Chicago and they move away. It's like they say that they miss that the most.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, because my dad lives in Atlanta, and he comes and
they have decent food.
Yeah,
right?
Not to me. Like, they have some weird, like, bad food habits. Like, a lot of places
everything is fried.
Well, not even that. In some cases, like, I can't remember what it's a place that sells sliders. It's not like White Castle, but they sell White Castle type burgers. But they also have, I think they have wings too, and they boil their chicken wings before they toss. So it's just like weird. I don't know where they got that from, but it's like a lot of like stuff that tastes like an imitation of something else. When
lots of things with peaches.
Not quite. I mean, there was an overabundance of cobblers available, but just in general, like, I haven't had food as good as I've had in Chicago. I need to go somewhere like Louisiana where that won't be the case, but generally whenever I travel, outside of the area. I miss the food.
I have never traveled outside the Midwest before. That's very depressing. I will make a change of that soon.
I mean, I went to a decent number of states, but it was all as a kid. I haven't really traveled that much as an adult. Like
for leisure, yeah.
Outside of the, like, my day trip to Wisconsin and another day trip I made to St. Louis right before the Ferguson situation. And like
good times.
Yeah. But upon leaving there, because this was before Ferguson, I could tell immediately, like, they got police problems. Oh, this
is like it wasn't some overnight thing. No.
No, I went during the day. I just went early.
Not as I'm saying the whole racial climate there. It's not an overnight thing. It's been that way for a long time.
It was like, because I was getting gas before I got back on the road to come back. Because I went to Sweetie Pies. Are you familiar with that restaurant?
No.
It's some lady who was I forgot who she was. She was a background singer. I think she worked with different people. I think she sang with James Brown and some other people, like old, like Motown background singer lady. And her name is Sweetie Pie. And she has this restaurant in St. Louis, which was, much like the buffet in Milwaukee, very underwhelming.
Like, oh, man.
Like,
she should know better.
Soulless soul food. Like, there's a place called Soul to Go, which is like, the name implies it's just a to-go soul food place where they have pretty much everything ready. Like, it's better than Sweetie Pies, which I traveled hundreds of miles for. So that was like...
Does Chuck Berry still have a restaurant there or a franchise?
Oh, did he? I didn't know. Is it served like poop sandwiches? I don't know.
Peeing on women.
Yeah. So I didn't see much when I went there aside from, like, I went straight to Sweetie Pies. And as we were getting our gas, like, around the corner from there, just see, like 5-10 police cars just parked at this gas station across the street, all with their lights on. Something was going on over there. And just see a bunch of, like, fat cops get out of their cars. And I was just thinking, like, those are types of cops that shoot people. Because
they
get angry, like, I'm not going to chase you. Or if they did have to run, like, a block to catch up to a guy, they're like, I'm going to shoot you for making me run.
They have no way to, like, disarm any criminals. They have no way to, like, combat them other than a gun.
Yeah, it's just like...
I've been sitting on this.
They need to... Maybe wrestler Kevin Owens needs to have some kind of seminar or where he shows fat guys how to move, how to maneuver around that belly. Because he's deceptively fast for his size. And that's a skill that's not very widely available out there. And the cops specifically should figure that out.
Did you know that the Ninjago movie, Lego movie, came out over the weekend?
I had heard about it, but I had no interest in it.
So. I don't know what the... What is Ninjago? Is that some anime that
I think
one of the millions of anime that I'm unaware of?
Oh, I think it's just a Lego specific thing. They just something they just made up. Because I think there's an actual, I mean, I don't know if you call it a cartoon, because it's like 3D animated, Lego animated show called Ninjago, I think. And there's the line of Ninjago toys from Lego, which I think the toys probably came first. Probably like Transformers. The show was just vehicle to sell the toys. So then they made a movie based on that, I think. But
yeah, I think they're kind of oversaturating the
Lego the movie market.
Lego movies. Yeah, I hope that the Lego movie part 2 ends up not getting hurt by this.
Like, it's such a weird thing that Lego became like an entertainment franchise.
It was a shock that the first movie was a success, because when I went into it, I was just thinking, oh, this is just a fucking commercial for Lego. I mean, the fact that there's a Lego movie is kind of stupid. And
it was like a punchline.
Great.
Yeah. So the fact that they made a good one, they just like Hollywood couldn't help themselves. Like, hey, we can recycle everything. Just put it in Lego form. Like, now there's like dozens of Lego video games, Lego Harry Potter, Lego Batman game.
They've been pumping those out for like over a decade.
Yeah, Lego Marvel Heroes. It's just like, and it's so weird because I would be fine with that if that was like the equivalent of making like a Muppet Babies version of another game. Like, okay, little kids can have the Lego Avengers game, but there should be an adult version of that game.
Yeah, as well. Where's the adult Avengers
game? Yeah, so it's just irritating. It's like, okay, one of my favorite games ever, I think it was for Nintendo 64, or it might have been GameCube, but either way, one of my favorite games from back in the day was the old Hulk video game. And it was the one that was animated where it was like cell shaded, so it like had deep contrast colors, and he like you could just go around the city and like smash everything. Like you could just punch a wall, punch a hole in it, and just smash up stuff. But like the only available game that I can do that in is a Lego game where it's just like Lego pieces flying everywhere. And that's, I feel like creepy playing a Lego game. It's like I should have an adult version of this for me. But they're not available out there, so that's irritating.
Well, the Ninjago Lego movie only made around 20 million, coming in second place behind Kingsman: The Golden Circle, which made about 40 million.
All right. Well,
and the Friend Request only made 1.8.
Wow. So does that make them third, or how far down on the list are they?
I guess that was pretty far down.
Yeah, because like, that's a big drop. Yeah,
exactly.
From 20 to 1. I'm actually interested in Friend Request. Like, between Kingsman and Friend Request, when I was thinking about going to the movie this week, I was like, yeah, I want to go see that. I'm friends with a ghost on Facebook, which was what the name of the movie should be. But, yeah, I almost forgot about Kingsman.
Where apparently the execution wasn't as good as the idea.
Yeah. Sadly, still doesn't mean I won't see it. I might still check it out. But
hey, Star Trek Discovery comes on tonight on CBS before the rest of the show. You have to watch it on CBS All Access.
Yeah, it's
will
like,
you be watching?
Well, I will. I'm gonna like I will. I'm too. Very interested in Sasha Trek. That's what I think of it as, because Sasha from The Walking Dead. That's the main appeal of this show for me. Like, seeing her face in those commercials, I'm like, yes, I will watch this show.
What is I like it? Michelle.
It's about aliens? All right, cool.
And it takes place before the original Star Trek timeline.
God damn it. Really?
Yeah, what, like 70-something years or whatever?
You almost have squashed my anticipation for that with just that one sentence. Like, why does it have to be a prequel to anything? They're trying to separate it from canon so they can all do this stupid shared universe BS, I'm sure.
Are you upset that it's within the TV continuity, or did you want it to be like the J.J. Abrams, whatever fucking sideways?
I just wanted to, I mean, the easiest thing would be just for it to be separate, just to stand alone on its own so they don't have to worry about Chris Pine showing up or whatever the hell. But like having it be like before, so you're saying it's before like the Captain Kirk era Star Trek from the 60s. Okay, so they're gonna have more advanced technology and it's just gonna go away for some reason when Captain Kirk and his crew show up. That's the same problem they had with the Star Wars prequels. Like, hey, that ship looks more advanced than the ones that apparently come after it. And then they had to retcon all those movies and add bad CGI to a movie from the 70s. So that's, I mean, all right. I guess I'm going to just try to ignore all of that stuff while I'm watching it, because I don't have a huge knowledge of the Star Trek canon.
No.
So
I just like the Next Generation. And
yeah, but I don't.
A little bit of the original stuff.
Yeah, but I don't want to see like baby Worf or baby Spock or anything like that. I don't want to see this be Gothamized, even though I like Gotham, unlike most other people.
Anyway.
I like Gotham, but I think about the fact that it's centering around what you call it? I was just calling Commissioner Gordon, but future Commissioner Gordon. I feel like it's his show, so like keeping the Muppet Babies Batman stuff out of my mind. I can enjoy it on that level.
Even though you've got Batman villains who shouldn't be around yet and shouldn't be that old.
It's just going to be like that adds another dimension to it. Just thinking about the idea that, because I never took that into account when like watching Batman, the animated series, because that's my deepest well of Batman knowledge. Like I never took into account that all of these villains are like 20 years older than Batman. But that's an interesting new dimension to it. Like, he's just an elderly abuser.
And like these villains, like their whole costume, get up the whole gimmicks that they have, and so like the Riddler and the Joker and the Penguin, they were a reaction to like Batman.
It makes sense in that for that reason. And Batman basically created his villains. It's just like okay. Just like to jump to the other universes, like
creating his villains, I think it's too strong a word. I think they were already like bad people doing bad things. It's just then, you know, the whole theatricality of like, you know,
yeah, like wanting to play it up. Like okay, yeah, I have to, like this is a new paradigm. I have to fit in with the times. Now everybody's wearing costumes now, but like wasn't in the original, like was it 1988, the original Batman, well, not the original Batman movie, but the Michael Keaton Batman movie, didn't he play a hand in creating the Joker? Didn't he knock him into the acid?
Or what? Well, the Joker, in that continuity, in the Tim Burton movies, the Joker killed his parents.
Okay,
he was
yeah.
like a mid-level crime boss, and then he knocked him into the vat of acid.
Yeah, then that accelerated everything. Okay. Well, you know, the timeline. Different continuities have different stories. I do like the idea that, I mean, I don't read the Batman comics, but I do like the idea that Joker's origin story keeps changing and it's never consistent.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Part of the mystery. But then they keep talking about, like, they're going to, like, give it an actual origin story and, like, I guess in one of the comic books.
Like the one definitive origin. I don't think they need that. Because I like that element of The Dark Knight where he just kept telling a different story of, like, you want to know why I got these scars? He just tell a different story. It's like, well, you never know because he's a liar. So you never find out how he got this one. But, you know, DC tends to want to poop all over the good things that they do.
Speaking of pooping over good things, I saw that you caught up on Rick and Morty.
It was really last week. So like this week before this week that passed, like I had only gotten up to like Rick and Morty season one, episode like 3. And then I just like pulled it up and I just watched the next one. And then I just kept going and kept going. And then the next day I did a few more. And then by the end of the week I was caught up. I was like, oh, the season's still going. So then I watched the most recent one. So it was a quick watch. It went by very fast.
I mean, there's only like what at this point with like maybe 30 something episodes or
something like that. Because yeah, they're only I guess it's just like 20 something because they're in their third season. I think each season had like just 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And they're only like 22 minutes, so it was easy to just let it one play right into the next one. But I really enjoy it.
Have you noticed that there's kind of like a subsection of Rick and Morty fans that are like racist, sexist, like douchebags?
No, I haven't dived into that because like being so new into it, I haven't. Like I've watched some like theory videos, but I haven't really dived into what the fan base is talking about. So like what's their deal?
Apparently there's like some issue where it's like the fans or some of the fans of the show have been like harassing the female writers of Rick and Morty and like, you know, threatening them and stuff. And like Dan Harmon, the co-creator of the show, says that he really loathes, you know, that sort of section of the fandom. Stuff
I would imagine so. I mean, I feel like he's probably a pretty progressive person, so I would think that's not something he's cool with.
It's like they're angry that the people who write their favorite show are women.
That's weird, because I don't even feel like that stands out that much.
No.
If you would have told me that there were no female writers on Rick and Morty, I wouldn't be surprised. So, like, for that to be a thing that stands out to people, it's weird.
I just want to know, like, do people, like, they look at the behavior of Rick, and do they try, like, do they take it seriously and stuff? Like, this is a way to, like, live life?
I don't know. I mean, if that was
even though
the case,
they clearly show that it's not a good way to live life.
Yeah, I mean, I would like people to take Rick's example more often, and maybe some of these douchebags can turn themselves into pickles. Turn themselves into pickles and just roll down the sewer.
Pull down your panties, shit on the floor.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Take a shit on the floor. That was one of the episodes that, like, because I had seen a few. I had seen, like, the first two or whatever before I had heard about Get Swifty. And that was the one I don't do this with any other shows, but I figured it was a cartoon, so I could do it. I was like, I'm going to just watch this episode because I heard so much about it.
You can just jump in. You don't have to, like, really know, like,
backstory. But that is the one thing I do enjoy about it. Knowing, like, watching them in chronological order, it does still make sense. There's, like, consequences to the things they do. Like, because there's one episode where, spoilers for Rick and Morty, Morty wants to make a love potion for his girl. I think her name is Jessica, or his girl at his high school.
I saw that episode.
Yeah, he wants her to like him. So he makes a love potion, but in a roundabout way, ends up screwing up the whole world, turning them into a bunch of Cronenbergs.
Look at the Cronenbergs.
Yeah, there's just these mutants all over the world, and Rick's solution is just to jump to another universe and be like, you know what, we're going to leave that one behind. Go to a universe where I solved this problem, but I also died very soon after, and we're just going to take these people's place. So that's that idea continues going forward. Like, you know, they are not from the earth that they are living on, and that comes into play later down the line. So I enjoyed that.
How much Adult Swim do you watch? Are you familiar with Decker, the guy from Tim and Eric? He has like a little 15-minute comedy shit show on Adult Swim that
I don't think I've seen it. Decker, is that the name of his show?
It's like a parody of like an 80s kind of like action show where he's like some sort of like CIA secret agent, and he's like a complete moron, and like hilarity ensues.
That sounds interesting. I know there's been
much in the Tim and Eric style.
I know there was a few of those that I wanted to watch, or those like live action Adult Swim shows. Like, I really like Children's Hospital. I've tried to get into that. What is it? NCIS UVSTP. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever the long. Like, I couldn't get into that.
It was okay.
I did like, what is the guy with the werewolf hunter? Neon Joe. That one was funny.
What was the one with what's his face? Chris Elliott. Yeah, what the hell?
Eagleheart. That always looked interesting to me, but I never watched it. It made me think, is it supposed to be like a Walker Texas Ranger type show? Okay. That just gives me like memories of hanging out with old people. Because whenever you hang out with an old person, they're either
CBS.
You either see this like Walker Texas Ranger playing in the background.
Or NCIS.
Even older shows than that. Like sometimes they'll like whatever. I don't know if the Hallmark Channel still exists, but I remember.
Yes, it does.
Being around.
Oh, I know. My mom watches it.
It's stuff like Little House on the Prairie or one of those like old white people shows.
This thing called Mystery Woman, which is like these Mystery TV Woman. Movies starring Kelly Martin, where she like solves mysteries and like what's her face, Lori Loughlin from Full House. She's in a bunch of like mystery TV movies.
Okay.
John Larroquette is like starring in a series of like TV movies where he's like some lawyer solving mysteries.
I mean, at least he's having a comeback. It's going to be Me, Myself, and I. But yeah, so I don't, that's what Eagle Heart just kind of turned me off because of the Walker's Texas Ranger-ness of it. And always like, I have to check out the Becker show because like Tim and Eric's style comedy was kind of, I don't know if it ever really clicked with
me. It's,
it's an acquired taste.
Acquired taste.
Even though, like, a lot of people will say that, one of my favorite movies, The Greasy Strangler, is, like, has a lot of those vibes to it. I don't know if it clicked with me as much. Yeah.
Speaking of, old television, Family Matters, the Family Matters house, the exteriors were filmed here in Chicago, an actual house. The house is going to be demolished.
So it's just like a rundown, decrepit house now?
Or no, what's the reason?
So what's happening with it? Or is somebody going to build on that property?
Well, let's check it out. The address is 1516... West Wrightwood Avenue.
Okay.
A demolition permit has been issued for the address to wreck and remove a two-story frame multi-unit residence and a detached frame garage, according to Cityscape Chicago. According to DNA Info, who first reported the story, the owners decided ahead of buying the property that that renovation would not be feasible and decided to go for the full raise. They will, however, display photos of the old house and the Family Matters cast in the new replacement, which is either heartwarming or creepy or both. We're still wrestling.
Like, here's a photo of our old house. Like, okay. So somebody still lives there and they're just replacing it? Somebody still owns it, I guess.
Yeah,
this seems like you must be pretty loaded to just be like, hey, we're going to swap this house. But I guess whatever. Is it going to be an identical house? Is what I want to know.
Probably not.
I mean, it's kind of an old style. And they did not use that house to its full. I mean, of course they weren't filming in the actual house, but like, there's this, the upstairs is as large as the downstairs area, and we barely ever saw what was going on upstairs.
No, I mean, like, the little sister, like, she went upstairs and never came down.
She went upstairs and fell into a black hole.
Or she did adult porn.
Yeah, that's the name of it, the black hole, if you want to look up Jamie Foxworth. But, yeah, so that's sad. I've never, I remember that it was in Chicago, but I never was interested enough to be like, hey, where is that house? I'm going to go check it out. But, is there still time to see it before they demolish it? When is this demolition set to take place?
I don't know. I would go there. I would go there now.
Because I'm assuming there's going to be like a lot of pilgrimages, like people taking selfies in front of the house. Like, Urkel was here,
but
not really. Only 90s kids remember a Family Matters house. But yeah.
So. Hey, Zach, do you want to know who the top actors social media ranking, the actors who are at the top of social media based on data from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Google Plus?
Not really, but let me know anyway. I have a feeling Kevin Hart is up there somewhere. He's like all over the internet when I...
I'm not sure.
But yeah.
I do follow some people who are famous, but mostly like ones that are like comedians and people who actually like post content. I don't follow like these celebs that have like millions and millions of followers, like Vanessa Hudgens and fucking The Rock and Sofia Vergara and like the
I follow The Rock
Kardashians and shit.
I follow The Rock, but I feel like I'm not getting the full bang out of the follow that I could get. Like if I was going to the gym every day, then I feel like The Rock would be very useful in his Instagram posts. Like,
I just like the ones that like curse and like just don't give a shit about like trying to like uphold some public image.
Yeah.
And I feel like he does that.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I think that's like who The Rock is. Like, I get up eat 75 pancakes, and then I go to the gym, and then I'm clanging and banging.
But I even like the ones that like give like their opinions of like politics, and, like, you know, yeah, Trump,
people who like, are not like not
unfiltered. Yeah, that's the entertainment value of following like some of these celebrities.
Yeah, you're gonna get that more from comedians, of people who are more. Whose brand is their personality, and not people who act as different characters every time you see them. Like, because if you're
accidental
supposed,
dick pics and stuff.
Yeah, because if you're supposed to escape into a role, knowing about somebody's rabid political affiliations is going to be slightly distracting. Like, I can't get lost in a Mel Gibson movie anymore, I don't think. So, like, it's kind of distracting for actors to reveal who they really are on social media.
And some of these like bigger celebs, like the Tom Cruises and like, you know, Anne Hathaways and whoever, like you can tell that like they don't post their own shit. And yeah. A lot of their stuff is just marketing. And,
yeah. It's like, hey, see this movie. Hey, here's like all of their, if you look at their photos, like all of their photos are with co-stars. Like, this isn't real. This is just, this is just marketing. Like, where's your pictures of your breakfast that morning? That's the real stuff.
Yeah, some of them don't even post for like weeks or even months or
yeah, they're not working
years.
On a project, and their social media doesn't exist.
But anyway, this article, Dwayne Johnson returns to number one on the Hollywood Reporter's top actors chart, reigning for an 11th week, while Nina Dobrev,
I think it's Dobrev.
It's like I see that name a lot in her, but I've never actually said her name out loud. Blast back into the top 10 at number 2 on the ranking dated September the 27th. The top actors chart is a ranking of the most popular actors on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Google Plus with global data provided by social media companies, blah, 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 blah. Also moving into the top 10, are Sofia Vergara at number 7, reaching the top 10 for the first time, Vin Diesel at number 8. Here's a strange one. Rowan Atkinson.
Mr. Bean?
At number 9.
Wait, what?
I gotta get on that. I gotta
he doesn't even talk. Though. How does he... I mean, I guess you can type...
Mr. Bean doesn't talk.
Like, he is Mr. Bean. Like, that's how I know him. Like,
Johnny English talks.
Yeah, I guess. But Johnny English, that's something else. That's Mr. Bean taking an acting role. But he's really Mr. Bean. I don't even know
of
some
top,
of these people. Like, who is Shay Mitchell?
Out of the top 10, she's on that show Pretty Little, or was on that show Pretty Little Liars.
It's weird that, like, TV people can actually get this much. Like, because Nina Dobrev, isn't she, like, a CW person or something?
She was on Vampire Diaries, and she's been in, like, movies. She was in that stupid movie with The Rock, that Triple X sequel from earlier.
No. Good for her. I guess people who work with The Rock, maybe that's a key there, because Rock is number one. She's number two. Kevin Hart, who's about to work with The Rock for his second time, is number three.
Kevin Rock's got some issues, right?
Yeah.
With infidelity, apparently.
Really? I mean, I know about Kevin Hart. Is it rubbing off?
I don't know.
Shame. Keep the Rock in your pants.
Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, she's from the...
I know she is. She's on that...
CIA
on that
show or whatever.
Quantico.
Yeah.
She's in the top 10. Tom Holland, Vanessa Hudgens, and Ashley Benson.
All right.
So I guess they, like, rank these people, like, each week.
Yeah, because this is like last week she was number 11. Like, that was a huge jump for Nina Dobrev. She went from 11 to 2. Kevin Hart went from 10 to 3.
Yeah, gee, like, I wonder why he shot up.
I mean, I guess any news is good news, or any publicity is bad publicity, isn't that what they say? Or good publicity. But yeah. So, good for those guys. One thing I do appreciate about this article from the Hollywood Reporter, I cannot underestimate the importance of having one of these lists all on one page. Because there's so many websites, they're like, hey, click on the next page to see number 9. It's like, son of
then
a
there's
bitch.
This fucking ad that you have to
yeah, like
watch
one of,
for 5 seconds.
One of these slides is an ad. Could you guess which one? It was seamless, wasn't it? Yeah. But, all right. So, maybe I need to meet up with The Rock and then hang out with he and whatever, his mistress, and then my social media stats will go through the roof.
I saw a headline that said, Netflix children's show production company calls penis drawing a very bad joke, and I had to...
yeah, that was all you needed.
Following a social media uproar that prompted Netflix to remove an episode of the children's show Maya the Bee that included a drawing of what appeared to be a penis in the background, the French production company behind the cartoon has apologized.
See, they're not they're not down with the subliminal messaging like Disney movies are. Because
Lion King and Little Mermaid.
Yeah, there's so many of those incidents. It's like, oh, look in the background. This is clearly like. This character has a boner and all this different stuff.
And like in the screen capture, like you can clearly see it's
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else that could have been. Just like a cave painting or something. What is this show actually about? Because it just looks like a penis hieroglyphics on this wall.
You don't remember Maya the Bee? There was like an original version from like the 80s.
Maya the
that
Bee.
I vaguely remember.
No, it was
cartoon early 90s.
One of the ones that slipped by me.
An absolutely inappropriate image has been discovered in a 4-second flyby scene in one episode of the total of 78 episodes of the series. Studio 100 said in a statement obtained by Variety, "The origin of this image obviously results from a very bad joke from one of the 150 artists working on the production." The vulgar image was discovered by U.S. viewers who shared screenshots of the questionable scenes on social media. It's from season 1, episode 35 of the series.
Yeah, they get 35 episodes in to see that. I guess after watching 35 episodes, you're extra sensitive to be outraged at anything that happens on this kid's show. Like, I'm tired of this. And there's a dick on the screen. It's weird. They say the scene only lasts 4 seconds. So it's like, I mean, you're not going to.
That's pretty long.
It's not going to taint any child's their mind. They're not even going to know what that is. It's there and gone in 4 seconds. But
just adults, you know, with too much time on their hands.
Yeah, like kids are just going to be like, hey, there's a rock with a painting on it. It's a tall door.
They're not even going to look at the rock.
Yeah, they're like, where's the bee? Or whatever the hell is going on in this cartoon. Yeah, it's like, I would probably miss this. And I guess, something I should pay attention to. But yeah, so, I mean, animators are weird people. They sit in front of a computer for hours on hours and they just want to do something to entertain themselves. So I guess that was the point of that.
Speaking of penises and entertaining yourself, mutant piglet with one eye and penis on his forehead, born in China, but dies just hours later.
He was too good for this world. Well, like, what was the deal? They say penis in quotes, like so this was just something that looks like a penis.
Yeah, we don't know if it was actually working.
I mean, we'll never know. Penis on forehead.
This story comes from The Mirror.
Alright.
In the UK, a bizarre video has emerged of a mutant pig born with one eye and a penis-like growth on its forehead. So I guess it's like,
it's probably an actual cancer.
Working.
Despite what Arnold Schwarzenegger would tell you, it was a tumor.
A tumor.
Yeah.
In the footage captured in China, a woman proudly holds the deformed piglet up to the camera. Seen yawning and gasping for air, the little piggy sadly died a couple of hours after birth. In February, pictures of a piglet born with a human face and a penis on his forehead went viral, attracting hundreds of cash bids. Friends and neighbors of Tayo Lu rushed to his property in Yan'an Township in the city of Nan'an, China, after news spread. When a local newspaper published pictures of the strange looking animal, several people contacted Tile, offering to buy it, but the animal died after being rejected by its mother and refusing a bottle. It was was one of 19 pigs.
Why do people want to buy this dead dickhead?
Are horrible.
And I also, going back a little bit, that gives a weird new dimension to Kindergarten Cop. Like, it's not a tumor. Maybe he was talking about his penis. Anyway.
This deformed growth between my legs.
yeah.
The farmer said he intended to put the pig on display to attract visitors. One person who saw the animal firsthand, Wu Kong 32, said, "I was one of the dozen people who went there to see the pig lick, and really did that." It's like John Smith, over there. And it really did have a human face, and exactly like he said, a penis growing out of his forehead. Just days after another piglet was born with a penis on his forehead. It was born at an unidentified pig farm, but is thought to have died at birth. The exact location of the latest human pig's birth remains unclear.
All
right. I question the credibility of some of the facts.
Yeah, like, okay, so this is like an epidemic now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, multiple dickhead pigs.
Also, is the Mirror, they're not like the most reliable source in the world, right? Or is that the Sun? No. I'm thinking about? I know there's
hey, one but of those. There was a video there.
Yeah, you know, there's videos of Bigfoot as well.
It looked like, yeah.
Plus, if like, well, is this...
there isn't any actual video of Bigfoot.
Well, is this an actual video of a penis-headed pig? I don't want to watch like... to find out. Like, plus, I wouldn't be like handling the pig in the way that this person in this screenshot is doing.
It died after a couple of hours.
Yeah. So poor piggy. I wonder if he got a name.
He was too good for this world.
Yeah.
His name was Dickhead.
Or if he was born in the UK, they might call him Bellend, because that's what they call a dickhead over there. Bell end, because the end of it looks like a bell.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Anyway. So, in non-penis pig related news.
Shit news.
No.
Let's talk about shit. Yes.
Alright.
We have to talk about the Mad Pooper.
Alright, this is a recurring segment on the Frustrating Grad podcast. Tony likes poop.
Well, I wouldn't poop, say poop, poopy doo. It all kind of depends on if there's any poop in the news.
There's shit in the news every day. Have you seen what's going on in Washington, D.C.? All right.
There's this female jogger in Colorado, and apparently, like, when she's jogging, she keeps shitting on these people's property, on their lawn.
So she's been identified?
They have video of her, but they still don't have a name. They don't have a name to match the shit.
I mean, they've got a DNA evidence, so they just need to get fecal samples from everyone in the area.
Exactly, I was going to say. Colorado Springs, Colorado is where this from. Police in Colorado are looking for a jogger they say is repeatedly interrupting her runs to defecate in public in one neighborhood. Kathy Booty, told a CBS affiliate.
The Booty would be more appropriate.
Exactly. Her children first alerted her to the woman she's dubbed the Mad Pooper, who caught the jogger in the act weeks ago. She said the woman apologized after she questioned her. They are like, they're the lady taking a poop. So I come outside and I'm like, are you serious? She recalled, are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? She's like, yeah, sorry. But she says the jogger has left something behind on her runs at least once a week for the past.
She's got the runs, clearly.
Two other times we've caught her yesterday. She changed up her time a little bit because she knew I was watching. Like, wow, man.
Yeah, sorry. Let me just pinch this one off. I'll be on my way. Like, does she clean it up? Is she like a no. proper dog owner. Like, she just carries a bag with her.
Well, the Charmin has caught wind of the story, and they're offering her a year's supply of toilet paper. They're offering her a year's supply of toilet paper if she turns herself in.
I feel like Charmin isn't really who should go with. Like, let's say somebody like Scott is like a little bit stronger paper, because if you're like, she's going to have to carry that with her out in the world. It's pretty light and fluffy. It'll probably blow away as she's pulling off a piece
to wipe. Oh, you're a toilet paper connoisseur, I see.
Well, I'm very picky. So, like, I don't like those extra fluffy ones because it's like
leaves crumbs. You're very picky of how you pick shit.
Yeah. I'm nit shitty or shit picky. I don't know. Yeah, but that's... If you know you're prone to poop outdoors, you should probably start carrying baggies. Like, she's taking herself for a walk, essentially.
Or change your diet.
Yeah. Like, not to get too explicit. Like, I wonder what the consistency of these poops like. Can she just pick them up and be on her way? Because I think people have a problem with that. Going forward, jogging, she might be attacked.
Like, jogging and, like, running in marathons, like, it never looked all that, like, a healthy or even comfortable, like, to me. Like, aside from, like, all the shitting and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people get, like, they have, like heart issues and, like, all kinds of, like, muscle stuff that happens, or the cramps, and, like it doesn't, I don't see what the health benefits of doing it, other than, like, the adrenaline.
I mean, I think it's more of a, like... It's just to say you did it. It's like
endurance,
somebody,
yeah.
It's like somebody swimming the English Channel. It's not for their health. It's like people try to break records and stuff. It's just to be like, I did this. I mean, if you want
I've destroyed my body.
Yeah. If you want a good running and pooping story, then there's a good one from CM Punk. He told it at some comic book convention. It's on YouTube.
But, yeah, I remember.
But,
he was in the Chicago Marathon. He like took a shit in like a, what was like in a bag or in a.
It was something like that. It was an unexpected.
He had to stop.
Diarrhea moment, I think, and it was like after having come back from like, I think he came from another country because this is back when he was currently wrestling. Did not sleep all night in his. I think his sister or somebody who was running the marathon is like, "Oh, I'll just run it with you." Having no preparation, he just decided to do it. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Or, it's what's for dinner. I mean, no, that's a Chuck Berry's restaurant.
It was your dinner.
It's a callback, St. Louis, Chuck Berry, RIP. Anyway, from long brown objects to long brown animals, let's talk about the running of the wieners. Are you a dachshund fan?
I like them.
So the wiener dogs.
I like their little legs and their little body. I would like to have one.
Yeah. There was I'm trying to think, what was the movie? Was it Secret Life of Pets? I think Hannibal Buress voiced the wiener dog, and he was like the star of the movie to me. So, like, I think wieners are cute in theory, but I feel like they must have some kind of health issues that come with that odd body shape, because
yeah,
it just seems like not natural.
I think there's like a good number of dogs just from like all of the like the breeding and stuff that like, especially like bulldogs or any of the dogs that have like those smushed faces, like they have breathing issues and stuff.
Yeah, I would assume so. Like in a world where natural selection was the rule and all these animals had to fend for themselves, these breeds wouldn't exist because a lot of them are man-made.
That's the problem.
Yeah, so that's like. That comes with the issues like, okay, we bred them this way because it was cute to us. It's not functional.
Like, we needed like a perfect hunting dog or like a water dog that was strong enough to.
I feel like those dogs are more like they're stronger based on their breeding. But some like breeds are just made for cuteness, like what are the Labradoodles and things like that, where it's just like, we're just going to smash these two things together just because. I feel like dogs that were made to like be able to kill a bull, like is what the origin of a bulldog is supposed to be like. I feel like if you breed them for strength, then that's probably a little bit healthier than these just cute breeds like munchkin cats and things like that. It's like, that's breeding them down from what would help you survive in the wild. But these animals aren't meant for the wild, clearly. So there's the running of the wieners that's coming up. It is all these animals, I'm assuming around the world, they dress them up in various outfits and race them. So that seems like a very productive way to spend your time.
And this is in Australia?
Yeah, it looks like it's in Australia. I think it may have already taken place. I wonder who the winner is, because it's a 15-meter race. It raises money for Dachshund Rescue Australia. And there's also a costume contest. So I guess
at least a good cause.
The wiener that's dressed the best will win a prize. So there, it looks like there are sponsored wieners. There's a
you wiener. Just picked this story because you want to say wiener all
over again. I mean, it's easier to say than dachshund. Dachshund. Yeah, there's sponsored wieners. There's a wiener who's dressed like a airplane. I mean, you had a wiener story. It just involved pigs and not dogs. but yeah, it's a cute little race. I guess the winner of the wiener race was a dog named Floyd, and I guess he was the fastest. I don't know who won the costume contest, though. I think that was a different person. I don't know. I don't even think Floyd had a costume, which is like, that should be a disqualifying offense, but, you know.
Yay, let's torture these animals for our entertainment.
Yeah, especially like wiener dogs. I don't think they're like really excited about running with those short little legs.
But like, they're close to the ground.
Yeah, like something like a greyhound. They're made for running with those long legs, and they chase those rabbits. And then they retire, and then the family adopts them and names them Santa's Little Helper. Simpsons. Anyway.
In the cartoon.
But, yeah, I think
the Santa's Little Helper should be dead like three times over.
Yeah, because then, I like most people around my age, I've fallen off from The Simpsons. So I don't know. They might be on Santa's Little Helper number three, because I know they got to Snowball 2. They're probably a Snowball 3 at this point, but who knows. Interesting that they're both winter-themed names for the Simpsons pets.
Snowball. And Santa's Little Helper. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but it's like they get away with it because they keep resetting the time.
Yeah, because like Bart's going to be 8 years old for like 30 years now. yeah.
He's not like a Michael Jackson fan. Like he was, or even like a fan of like a.
What is he like, Usher now? Like or
no, yeah. Like he's gonna be like a fan of like fucking
Fetty Wap.
Yeah, probably.
He's a huge mumble rap enthusiast now.
He would have to be. He would have to be like into like, you know, rap and fucking.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever like. I mean, I guess the Bartman was kind of a rap song, wasn't it? And I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But yeah, Simpsons is a weird situation. I would like for them to, like, the show's gonna end at some point eventually. They might as well grow them up at least before the end, but.
They'll never stop the Simpsons.
I mean, they even aged up the Rugrats, and that was, if any show was like, you never want to do this, then, you would think Rugrats would be the one, but they even did it. So Simpsons might as well do it.
All right.
Yeah, that's cartoon
any
ageism talk.
Any stupid Big Brother news?
Yeah. It's not stupid. It's awesome.
It's always stupid.
The finale of Big Brother was this past Wednesday, and
you did not enjoy it, I saw.
No, I was enjoying it actually. I was worried because the final three contestants were Paul, Christmas, and Josh.
I have no idea who these people are.
Well, it doesn't really matter. But all you need to know is that Paul. Well, Paul is horrible. Paul is
They all are horrible to be on this show.
Well, then Paul is doubly horrible because he was in the final two contestants from last season's Big Brother, and he lost. And then they brought him back this season, and he, being a veteran, this is what they call people who've competed before, he used that veteran status to manipulate all of these new players in the house to get him all the way to the end. And for the second time in 2 years, he lost in second place.
Wow. He's not even good at being a shitball.
Yeah, he was, he really screwed up his game because he manipulated all these people. He basically told everybody he was aligned with them and, turned each person against each other and wouldn't own up to the fact that he did that even after, like, the jury questioned him on it. It was like, were you true to our alliance or were you really working with these other people? Even though they knew it, he just kept lying about it. And Josh, who was in the other person in the final two, just like ratted him out on, like, every time people left, he would tell them, like, okay, this is what's really going on. So they appreciated the fact that he did that, and Paul kept lying to him. So Paul loses for the second time in a row, and I was excited. I'm done.
you've got to do a podcast on it. On Big Brother. You're knowledgeable on it.
Yeah, I'm a historian.
Seriously.
I started watching, I don't know, was it like Big Brother 10 or something? And then I went back and watched all of the previous ones, and I've watched all of them since, and all the international versions. So,
when is the next cycle? Is it going to be like a celebrity one?
Yeah, they're doing Celebrity Big Brother. They just say in the winter. So I'm assuming it's probably going to be in January.
So there's never that big of a hiatus, right?
They're
like maybe like a couple of months.
Well, for the U.S. Big Brother, there usually is. Like, they usually only do it in the summertime. And okay. They've tried ones in the winter before. Like, Big Brother 9 was a winter season, and everybody hated it. I don't think it was because it was a winter, but it's just, like, people really didn't like that cast. And they had, like, an orgy and a hot tub. It was very weird. But
that wasn't, like, the racist girls. Like,
no, that was, I think that one was Big Brother 15. So we're at 19 now.
Excuse me.
Erin Grease is the racist in question. If you want to troll her, her name is Erin Grease. But
how far did she go?
I think she got pretty far because she didn't get her like comeuppance until like towards the end of the series. Like, she was in the jury, I think. So that was like the second half of people who get evicted go to the jury. So I think.
She got rewarded for her racist.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't get anywhere close enough to win, but she did get whatever the stipend is they get for each week. But like, the interesting thing about that was that, the Big Brother U.S. fans specifically are not allowed, like, the people in the audience are not allowed to boo when you come out. They're just supposed to clap regardless of who it is and how much they hated them. But this was the first time they were like, boo.
That's kind of shitty. You have to clap.
It was just, I guess you know, it's a neutered American style mentality, I guess. Cause like, they'll boo in the UK version. They'll boo people just for their intro packages, like, person talking about, like, hey, I'm a rich kid from Brixton and I'm coming to the Big Brother house, and then they'll boo them, like, hey, you're a posh twat, and they boo before they even know who they really are.
It sounds like that's a little bit more enjoyable than
the British one. British one for the fan interaction is more enjoyable, but the fact that there's no real game there is irritating, because, like, it's just a popularity contest. They don't really compete.
Okay.
They just, like, each week you just vote out the person you like the least. So, like, if you're not able to vote, like, people in America who are watching it illegally, then there's not a lot of entertainment there, aside from just watching the fight.
Is it still going on right now, or are they're on break?
The UK one is on break. Now, at this current time, there's no Big Brother going on. Well, I think Big Brother Spain is going on right now. But I've heard it doesn't have subtitles, so I'm not gonna watch. There's a Big Brother.
How will you, sir?
There's a Big Brother Africa, which I don't know if it's still in production. But I was trying to watch that one, but it's hard to get your hands on that one.
How are you surviving until January? What reality competition show? Do you watch Amazing Race?
I do enjoy Amazing Race. I'm in the middle of an old season right now, so I guess that's gonna have to fill my time. Survivor is starting up, so I guess I'll try to watch that. I don't really like Survivor as much. I just feel like you don't get to know the people as much, because, like, I watched the entire last season and I still don't know anybody's names. Like, even the person that won, I'm like, it was the cop. It was a woman who was a police officer. I still, for the life of me, can't remember her name. So, like, Survivor, I just don't get attached to it like that.
Are you going to watch Dancing with the Stars since Nikki Bella is competing?
I'm going to watch the clips of her dancing. And then when she gets voted off, I'm not going to watch anything else from Dancing with the Stars. So YouTube is going to be my source for that.
We gotta, you gotta get it going, because I can, you see your, like, the light, I can just see the light in your eyes once we started talking about this, or Zach's reality roundup.
Yeah. It's going to be a one-sided reality roundup. You need to commit to watching a reality show with me, so we can actually.
You need to commit to watching Cubs baseball in the NFL.
Now that's just a ridiculous request. Like, be realistic.
Hey, that's how I feel about you watch a reality
show. I mean, at least, okay, Big Brother would have been comparable. Like, if I said you should watch Big Brother every week and talk with me about it, that's 3 hours.
Right,
yeah, but I'm saying that would have been ridiculous, because that's 3 hours of television, and, like, that's the same commitment of watching, like, a baseball game. But, like,
you
Survivor's to, 1 hour.
You don't have to, like, sit and watch. You can just, like, you know, read the recaps and, you know. That's what's so great about having the sort of recaps of everything, the stats of what.
I mean, I need, like, a Cliff's Notes version of a baseball
game. You need to know the rules.
I mean, I know the rules. Like, you hit the ball. If you don't hit a home run, you take a base. And then as everybody hits after you, you try to get to the next base, and then you get home, and then you get a home run that way. And
but what about, like, if there's a balk call, like, what happens then, or what happens in, like, if a runner doesn't score before the inning is over, when another runner gets tagged out, like, does the runner score, or is it not allowed? Or
I don't know about all those specifics. I don't even know. I have never even learned. I think I learned it at one point, then I forgot it. I still don't even know about all the downs in football. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just like this. It doesn't interest me. Like, I don't. I feel like because everybody's dressed the same, I can't get invested in characters. So I just don't. I don't. I can't attach myself to it. Like wrestling, like, it's a 1-on-1 or, like, 2-on-2 or maybe 6-on-6 situation. But you can understand who's who. You know who you're rooting for. Unless you have, like, just a specific team affiliation, then you get into it. But, like, I haven't watched, so I don't care about, like, oh, go Cubs, go Sox, or, like, whatever. Like, I'm watching.
Sorry, Pa.
I'm watching. I'm watching a team of people I don't care about. Go against another team of people I don't care about. So, like, what's the point of this? Like, I like individual sports. Like, I haven't been consistent, but, like, when I watch boxing, it's entertaining because, like, okay, I'm rooting for the black guy. And I can.
No!
And I, You know, like when I watch MMA, I'm rooting for the black guy. Or like whichever one's darker. Anyway.
Like a Latino boxer. You're just rooting for a random black guy because you're racist.
Or if it's a Latino guy versus an Irish guy, I'm rooting for the Latino guy because like he's the dark
Latino
guy
versus a black guy.
Oh, it's complicated. If it's a light-skinned black guy versus a dark-skinned Latino, I'm rooting for the Latino. It's not true at all. I'm just, when I watch...
These are your thoughts, not mine. Or
it's not true at all. I'll usually watch, like, I like UFC does a good thing of, like, usually they'll have, like, packages of, like, talking about who the person is before the fight. And usually from those, I'll decide on who I like more. So it's not about race.
So,
it's just a joke.
So, like, you actually rooted for wife beating illiterate piece of garbage Floyd Mayweather versus...
See, until you said that, I didn't know which one you were talking about. I was like,
Conor McGregor.
I've heard he's had his domestic issues as well. I mean, in that situation, I was... Not only was I rooting for the black guy, I was rooting for the guy who was not an unproven piece of trash coming into someone else's sport, saying like, oh, I can knock out people in MMA, even though I'm not even the best puncher in MMA, but I can fight the best boxer in the world. So, like, for that reason, I was rooting against
Floyd Mayweather. Loves the thoughts of Donald Trump, agrees with grabbing pussy, and apparently.
Yeah, he said that is locker room talk. Even though, like, what? I mean, how many people are in a given boxing locker room? I feel like that's kind of a one-on-one thing. But anyway.
Yeah, it's just like the boxing and the trainers. But
yeah. But I guess from whatever locker rooms Floyd has been in the past, it's what he talked about. As the white dude is massaging his scalp. Like, yeah, you know, the way you grab my head like that, you'd probably be pretty good at grabbing pussy. I guess that's why he relates to Donald Trump. Anyway, I don't root for Floyd Mayweather as a human being. I was rooting for him in that specific boxing match. Yeah. But that's the thing. If you get tied up into the personal lives of celebrities, and I say this all the time to my wife, she gets disappointed with people like, Kevin Hart cheated. Son of a bitch. I don't know if I can enjoy him anymore. I was just like, if you follow that stuff.
That's between him and his wife.
Yeah, but I'm like, plus he cheated on his previous wife with his current wife. So anyway, but if you follow that stuff and you boycott people for their own personal issues, like you won't have any entertainment to consume. Because
I don't feel that should be our concern.
Yeah, because like entertainers, like they're flawed people. That is why they make such good art. Like,
I agree that if you're married, you should be faithful. But
yeah,
that's just
It's like I wouldn't trust Kevin Hart with marriage advice, but I'll watch a stand-up special probably because maybe he'll have a funny bit about getting caught cheating. Like,
yeah, and his wife will get paid handsomely.
Yeah, it's like Richard Pryor smoked crack, so I wouldn't hang out with him and smoke with him. Yeah,
especially when he lights himself on fire.
Yeah, but it was hilarious to hear him talk about it. So it's like some people's flaws become our entertainment. Isn't that the great thing about humanity? It's laughing at other people's pain.
Misfortune, exactly. That's the joy in life.
That is the essence of comedy. It's like the most basic comedic premise ever created was person hurts himself, other person laughs. It's like the foundation of comedy.
Tragedy equals comedy. That's the perfect note to end the episode on.
Exactly. So with that, where can people tweet at you their tragic life moments for your enjoyment?
That's exactly what you should be tweeting at me with. I endorse that.
Yeah.
You can send that stuff to @AnthonyHoffman on Twitter. Find me on Facebook to search Anthony Hoffman. And my Instagram is @TonyHoffmanShy. Tony Hoffman, C-H-I on the end. Tony Hoffman Shy. Hey.
All right. And I am on the Twitter @ZachReviews. That's Z-A-C Reviews. I'm on YouTube.
The ever-changing profile.
It's, I think that's what I'm going to stick with. And I'm going to say that until I change it again. I finally figured out how to get verified on Twitter. I don't know if I would qualify, but I found out the process. I'm going to check
that out. So you need like at least 10,000 followers or is that even?
I don't know. I don't know the follower requirement. They ask you how many you have. I haven't gone through the whole process yet, but you know, usually people I see who are verified have their actual name. So I don't know, like, if I want to, like, commit to Zach Reviews before I get verified. But, like, I can't get Zach Hughes anything. But anyway, so for now, and then for the foreseeable future, it's Zach Reviews. I am on YouTube, which you cannot change, at youtube.com/Zach Hughes. I'm very glad that I was able to claim that, because there's a lot of white Zach Hughes out there who I'm sure would want that profile. I am on the Facebook at thefacebook.com/Zach Hughes. That's Z-A-C Hughes. And you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Frustrated Grad. I should probably go into the process of trying to verify Frustrated Grad before I do my own, because that name's not going to change. Anyway, we are on YouTube at youtube.com/frustratedgrads. And you can check out the audio version of the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Player.fm, and if we're not on the podcatcher of your choice, then email me at frustratedgrad@gmail.com and I'll try to get on there. With that, I will say thanks for watching. If you're watching the video episode of the podcast, and thanks for listening. Also, if you want to donate, go to frustratedgrad.com and donate. With that, I will say that is it for the video portion. Audio listeners, stay tuned. But for the video, that's all you get for today. All right. Now, this is just between you and me, audio listener. It's Secret Circle time. Kingsman Secret Circle time.
Circle jerk.
No. No, that's not what we do at this time. Let me turn this echo off. Anyway, it's bonus time. So, what are we calling this episode?
I'm going to call it Wieners and Dicks.
Wieners and Secret Circles.
The Wiener Circle.
That's almost too perfect to not be the name. I'm just gonna bookmark that, and let's see if there's anything else that even comes close.
Start yelling for a chocolate milkshake, and then
what is her name? She pulls her titties out.
I don't know.
I think she doesn't work there anymore, from what I've heard. She's moved on.
Shaking her breasts somewhere up.
Yeah, she's just a full time stripper now. Doing chocolate shakes.
Not getting called the N-word by a bunch of
drunk white
boys.
I've always wanted to go to a Wiener Circle, but now knowing that Poochie, I think is her name, now knowing that Poochie doesn't work there, like, I have no desire.
Good for her.
I mean, I feel like everybody else is like a secondhand imitator. I just remember, what's the dude from 30 Rock?
Jack McBrayer. They went there with the Triumph Insult Crime Dog.
Yeah, it's just such an out of place person to be there. But I love that.
I've been there maybe 3 times, but I've never been there late night or when it gets interesting. I've always gone there during the day.
So it's just regular workers during the daytime?
It's not.
So they don't curse you out?
Super busy. No.
Yeah.
First of all, like, that stuff only happens when people are, like, slow to, like, order food and they're dumb and shit. Like, you know, it's not like they don't just instantly, like, start yelling at you.
I thought it was just, like, their gimmick, like Ed DeBevix, where you just, like,
I mean, if this is their world. And you start yelling at them, they'll yell at you, but.
Yeah. All right. They should do, they should franchise that of, like, official, like, angry restaurant franchise. Anyway, so Wiener Circle is the top contender right now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Rock, the Rock, the Wiener, and the Circle. Rock Wiener Circle, like Rock, Paper, Scissors. I don't know.
Penis drawing, draw me a dick.
Draw me a piggy penis. I don't know.
One-eyed penis. One-eyed monster.
Three-eyed pig, like the three-eyed raven from Game of Thrones. I feel like Wiener Circle is the top one. Yeah, I feel like that's probably unavoidable. So yeah, that's going to be the name. So tweet us with the hashtag Wiener Circle. I'm sure nobody else is tweeting that right now. And with that, I would say that is officially the end of the podcast. So, keep your wiener out of that circle.